Welcome to the Infinite Life Podcast. I'm your host, Katish Haberfield. This podcast is a journey of discovery as we learn how the soul evolves over various incarnations to understand all about the complexities of being a human being who has to bravely navigate viewing life as a non-dualistic struggle between good and evil through consciousness-raising experiences that test our valor. Welcome back to the Infinite Life Podcast. This is season 7 and you're in episode 5. This week we are continuing on with the story of Katie Carey and the spiritual, mental, emotional and physical weight loss season. So this week it starts off again going back in the eternal mind stream to her current lifetime. There are more issues to be resolved and healed in relation to Katie's current lifetime and the causes that are holding her down and back and weighing upon her in relation to her lifetime. So we will go first of all to heal those. And then after we've resolved those, we are finally ready to go back into a past life. And Katie will examine the impact of wearing a corset in her past life on her digestive system. And then the manner of her death also impacts her allergies in this lifetime. And finally, we have a very profoundly moving section of this episode where we do a little bit of mediumship and Katie's dad comes through. And there's some profound emotional healing of interactions that need to be released between Katie and her dad and understanding why he said some things and hearing his perspective on his life and the way that he interacted with Katie. So I hope you find this session interesting and enlightening. And we thank Katie again for participating and being vulnerable and opening up so that others could learn from her. Please don't forget to leave me a rating and review on your favorite podcast player. It helps us to rank in the search engine so that other people can actually have this appear in their new and noteworthy or as a suggested podcast to listen to. Really appreciate it as we are competing with podcasts from much, much bigger corporate organizations. So as an indie podcaster, I thank you for taking the time to rate and review. Until next week, namaste. Now, Katie, we're going to invite your spirit guides to be with you today. And you can do that now by sending out that invitation and saying inside your mind, I ask for my spirit guides to come and assist me now. There may be one spirit guide or more. There may be a spirit guide you are familiar with or a new one just for today. Let me know what you sense, see, or hear. So I ask the spirit guides to come in closer. And Katie, do you feel them where in relation to your left-hand side, right-hand side, up, down?
On the right.
On the right. And what are you seeing or sensing?
There was Leo and Vendra.
Leo and Vendra?
Yeah. Wow.
Vendra, hello, how are you?
So it would be good to come and assist Katie again on this one.
Okay. Does that mean you're going to whisk us off somewhere?
That could be a good idea.
All right, Vendra, let's go. Lead the way. So Katie, just drift and float away with Vendra. We'll hop in your galactic machine, whatever he's brought you with today. And just relaxing and trusting Vendra. And let me know as you arrive closer to your destination today. Where is Vendra taking you? Simply noticing the first things as you get closer and closer to the location.
I'm in my kitchen, in my childhood kitchen.
Whoa. Okay. This is unexpected.
At the table.
Mm-hmm. And what's happening, Katie?
And being forced to eat my food.
Okay. And what's on your plate?
Sorry, itching everywhere.
That's all right. It's linked. So we'll get to the bottom of it.
Peas, liver, kidneys, and some of it I like. The mashed potatoes I like, and the vegetables, but I can't. Stomach peas.
Okay.
Can't stand the smell of liver and kidney, but I've got to eat it or I'll be punished again.
Okay. And do you manage to get it down or are you punished?
No, I've eaten it.
You've eaten it. Okay. And how does it make you feel?
Sick.
Sick. Okay. And so what does this lesson teach us? What has Vendra brought you here to realize or to witness or to understand?
I don't have to eat what's on my plate anymore because I won't be punished.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to not like things.
Mm-hmm.
It's even okay to try things that I didn't like.
Okay.
Because things change.
Sure, yes, our taste buds do change, don't they?
But I don't have to eat. I don't have to do anything anymore.
Yes, you're a big girl now, aren't you?
I'm a big girl.
Yeah. And do you have a tendency to eat everything on your plate?
Yeah.
Okay.
I really try not to now.
No, there's no shame in it. I do too. Yeah,
underneath that is a thing of like guilt, not wanting the person who's given you the food to feel that you didn't like it. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's it.
All right. And can your inner wise self show you a way that you can express in the future to somebody who's served you a delicious meal and you've simply eaten until you're satiated? What you can say to them in the future that so that they know that you're just full.
Thank you. That was gorgeous. But I'm just full.
Oh, yeah. Simple as that. I enjoyed it. It's delicious. But I've had enough. Thank you so much. You're very kind. Beautiful. Okay. Is there anything?
Another thing just popped in, the inability to say no when someone's being kind and offering you a pudding or chocolate.
Okay. All right. And so you say yes, even though you don't feel like it and you're
even
not
hungry?
Even though
you know you're going to be ill, even though you know you're going to be ill. Maybe more because it lights you up. There is an addiction under there somewhere.
Okay.
I do have to stay away from things like that.
But do you?
There have been times recently in the last few months, especially in a new relationship where someone is expressing love through gifts. Of ice cream or chocolate, and you love it anyway. And then you know, there's been a few times I've not said no, but I've recently spoken about this as well to other people around me.
Okay, so I just want to dig in a little bit deeper here. Let's hone into you just said the words addiction.
Mm.
Let's look into that deeper. and take you back into a moment where this feeling of addiction began. A moment earlier in time. What are you seeing, Cody?
I'm seeing emotional voids and grabbing the sweet, sugary things to feel better because of the emotions that I can't express.
Okay.
So there's that short-lived thing of feeling.
Okay.
But then I'm going back now. I've just jumped back to earlier childhood where grandparents bringing sweets and chocolate and cuddles also felt like love.
Uh-huh.
So there's an attachment there between
love and sweets.
Love and sweets, yeah. Love and chocolate.
And if I can just ask you for a moment, with the emotional void where you couldn't express what you wanted to express, so you covered it with sugar, if you could give yourself permission to say what you felt back then that couldn't be expressed, what would you say now? What would need to come out of your mouth?
Sadness.
Sadness?
And happiness, disappointment, feeling and love, not supported.
I really want you to focus in on your lips because one of the things that I've noticed, Katie, is that for somebody who seems to be one of the happiest people that I know, you're always laughing, but when you have a resting face in hypnosis, your smile is upside down, meaning it looks like a sad face.
Yeah, I feel sad now. So I feel sad just going there.
Yeah. Okay, so I just really want your lips to give your lips permission to release emotion and allow them to express anything else that needs to come out right now. Any sentiment, no matter how small. Okay. Right, are you willing to release this sadness now? Yeah. Okay, you're safe. And I want you to know that you are lovable at all times and loved at all times. And that people love you even when they don't give you gifts of food and chocolate and sweets. And I wonder, is there a moment earlier in time linked to food that we need to get to today that is linked to sadness?
Yeah, it's just popped in. I was 2.5 and I stole my dad's, can't remember what it was, chocolate cake thing from the fridge.
Okay. Okay.
He's angry.
Okay. And 2.5-year-old really doesn't know what they're doing, are they? What? Why did you steal the chocolate at 2.5? Like, were you just hungry or you wanted attention or you just didn't know any better? You're only 2.5. What comes to your mind?
Like, I just wanted it.
Yeah, and you just wanted it, yeah?
It was there.
Okay.
I didn't think about the consequences until after.
Yeah, sure. And how about stepping back another moment in time? Is there anything before this that's linked to food? Anything earlier than 2.5?
2.5 as well. I jumped on my mum was in hospital with my baby brother, my new baby brother. And I remember that it's one of the few times I remember this, that my dad bought me a bag of sweets and I jumped on the bed and I wanted to give a sweetie to my baby brother.
That is, well, that's lovely, that, but
again, trying to express love through sweets at two and a half.
Yeah. Did you get in trouble for jumping on the bed?
No, they just laughed at me and told me
they just laughed at you.
Didn't have teeth yet.
Okay, rightio. All right, and now I'm going to ask your mind to take you back further than two and a half, earlier than two and a half. So this could be as a baby or even when you're in your mother's womb.
Yeah, I am going into my mother's womb. If I can feel her. I can feel her sadness about her food issues and weight, because she always struggled with her weight since she was a teenager.
Okay. So can you see now that you absorb those feelings and emotion about food through the uterus?
Yeah.
Okay. So sometimes we take on feelings that are not our own. So I want you to surround yourself in a healing white light. And I want you to see, know, or imagine or visualize that those feelings about food are just bouncing off you. Can you see that now?
Yeah.
Okay. And what I want you to do now is, can we take it back further than your mother's womb? Does this link to something in a past moment in time with food, with sweets, or another version of Katie? Do you want a total mind stream to search to see there's another lifetime in which food was used as either a source of comfort or punishment?
Oh, I just landed back in the past life we've already been to, where I was killed for stealing apples.
Ah, yes. Okay. Yep. Okay. All right. So what haven't we cleared from that life about food? Do we still need to work on here? It's the feeling you get about food.
Don't need to steal it. There's always plenty of it, and no one's going to kill me.
Okay. Right.
I'm not going to go hungry. The universe is supporting me now.
Right.
I'm supporting me now.
Okay. And is there any link between the fact that an apple is sweet that you got killed for with the sweetness of the food that you desire? Like forbidden fruit in a way?
That was the only thing available to get hold of that was sweet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And are you ready to release all of this now, Katie?
Yeah.
Okay. And
I've got a big tight band around my stomach.
Yeah. All right, so
in bandages, be restricted.
Okay, so take a look at that. Is this taking you?
Is it a corset?
A corset? Mm-hmm.
It feels like it.
Have a look.
Yeah, it is a corset.
So are you male or female in this lifetime?
Female.
Female? And are we talking like a corset from, say, the 1800s, 1700s?
Yeah, because I've wore one of these in this lifetime in a period drama. So I recognize how this feels.
Okay, and tell me a little bit about yourself in this lifetime. Why are you wearing the corset? Are you going somewhere?
Okay, we all wear corsets.
Okay.
All females wear corsets because it makes us look more desirable.
Okay.
And feel beautiful in our clothes.
Okay. But how does it make when you put it on? How does it make you feel?
Oh, it's great. It looks great, but it doesn't feel great.
Okay.
But how I feel about my body when it's not on is worse. So,
okay.
So it's what we do to feel better, but there's no pain, no gain thing.
Okay. Now, Katie, let's have a look at your body. Let's really have a look at your body. Do you have anything to be embarrassed about back then? About the shape of your body?
Yeah, the tummy.
You've got a tummy back then?
Yeah.
Okay. And I want you to have a look at your tummy. Is it bloated because you have digestion issues? You're moving the energy, or you have malnutrition or some kind of intolerance. Why is your tummy bloated? What is your tummy reacting to?
Too much good food.
Too much good food?
Pardon me.
You're all right.
Pardon me.
All right. Let it out. Let it out. It's going to move. Good food as in rich food? You mean like gravies and sauces and...
We're wealthy, so we have big banquets of food.
And
again, there's a politeness, isn't there, to eat? But thankfully, we have these corsets to hide the evidence.
Okay. And is the amount of food that is served in these days indicative of your wealth? Like your family is proud of how much food they serve out?
Yeah. And the men are very big.
The men are very big? Okay. Okay. And what else do you know about yourself?
I'm wealthy, but it's not mine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm not happy.
You're not happy?
Okay. I'm controlled. There's things I'm expected to do that I don't like doing.
Who are you controlled by?
My husband.
Okay.
Not very nice. But my family told me that he was a good match.
Okay.
So I married him.
Okay.
He's not a nice man.
And do you eat to comfort yourself, or how does the food, is the food used as a sedative?
Yeah. I numb myself with it.
You numb yourself with it, okay.
And a drink. There's drink.
Do you drink, okay?
Drink too.
All right. And what else do you know about yourself? What do we need to clear emotion wise today? Is there something there that he said to you or you said to yourself about your body or?
Oh, he tells me that I'm not good enough for him.
Oh, okay. And do you believe him?
I do. That's why I let he just carries on with other women. I guess that's okay because I'm not good enough anyway.
Oh, okay. And
it's quite normal.
Quite normal.
But yeah, this happens to a lot of women I know.
Okay. So if it's quite normal and you know that he's having affairs with other people, why do you bother with the corset?
Why do I bother? Well, that's to make me feel better in my clothes.
And make you feel better? And are you fashionable?
I can wear nicer clothing.
Uh-huh. You enjoy fashion in this lifetime?
I do. I love it.
Okay, lovely.
It just makes me feel a bit better about myself, but it is uncomfortable.
Yeah, okay. And following that, the train of fashion, is there anything that you wear on your feet that is uncomfortable?
Quite heavy, long lace-up boots. They can be quite uncomfortable.
And how did they make it?
Better than anything with a heel.
Okay.
I don't need to wear heels.
Okay. And is there anything else in this lifetime that we need to see, Katie, that could possibly link to food intolerances, allergies, anything to do with your health and your weight?
He poisoned me.
Oh, he poisoned you.
Poisoned me.
Okay, how did you do that?
Put something in the drink.
In the drink?
Can't see what it is, but he put something in the drink. And that's the last thing I remember, the drink.
Okay. So I want you to float up high out of your body, following the white light. Flying higher and higher, floating higher and higher, feeling lighter and lighter, and brighter and brighter. Feeling lighter and lighter, drifting and floating out that body. And I want you to head back into your safe place, the safe garden. We're going to just do a little life review there. And what I want to ask you, Katie, is what did this drink that he poisoned you with teach you about whatever you were drinking? What are the flow-on effects, the ramifications? What do you believe as a result of? Does your body believe about the substance that you drink?
That it's bad.
Do you know what it was? Was it milk?
No, this was alcohol.
Was alcohol?
It was a wine.
A wine? Okay.
A red wine.
Okay.
That's interesting because in this lifetime I don't like red wine.
Ah, there we go. There's the link, hey. Right. And how has Katie Carey's body carried on emotions or intolerances or sadness from this lifetime that she's ready to release now?
Pain and the abuse and the torture and the poison, the feeling good enough, doesn't, none of that's here now.
Yes.
I don't need to carry those feelings anymore.
Okay. So take a deep breath in and release all those feelings.
Men can't be trusted was what just came.
Okay. You're right.
Which did carry on into this.
This lifetime, yeah.
Lifetime with. Yeah. With a father and husbands and who couldn't be trusted.
Yes.
But that changed my thing of men not being trusted when I saw my boys grow up into men that could be trusted.
Yes.
So I know it's not true.
Are you ready to release men can't be trusted fully?
Yeah.
What percentage?
All of it.
100%?
Yeah.
Okay, so release it into the white light. See it as a, like a sentence that's being flown behind an aeroplane. You know how aeroplanes sometimes carry in the air these like banners?
Yeah.
I want you to imagine the planes flying in the sky with men can't be trusted, and it's taking it right up and taking it right into the sun and the sun's rays.
Oh, pardon me.
You're most welcome to release any energy that you need to. Very good for you. So see that banner being burnt up by the sun. Okay. And now I want you to imagine that you can recline in this garden that you were. So imagine that your lovely chair that you are lying in, you can actually lay down flat. It turns into like a day bed. Okay. And then I want you to see how you can float up high above your body and see yourself lying there. And I want you to imagine that you have a torch. And it's kind of like when you see these people who are doing, you know, they have these ginormous big metal scanners at the beach and they're trying to find a coin or, you know, something, some jewelry that somebody's dropped in the sand, a metal detector. What I want you to do is imagine that you can fashion this torch and it beeps when it finds something that's stuck. So what I want you to have a look for is to see in your abdomen or your spine if there's anything stuck in there that we can release today. So you'll either see it in form of a symbol or an image, a colour, a sound.
Feel it. I feel it in my brain. In my solar plexus.
Okay. And if it had a colour, what colour would it be?
Black.
Black. Okay. And if it could say something, what would it say?
It's angry?
Yeah. What I want to know, Katie, is does this black thing that's in your abdomen that is angry, is that you or is that the anger of someone else?
I think it's my past anger.
Your past anger?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And is your body ready to release that or do we need to call in Raphael or someone like that to help release and dislodge this anger?
Yeah, call it Raphael, please.
Okay, so we'll call in Archangel Raphael. And I also like to bring in my handy dandy friends Michael and Zadkiel because they've been helping me today already. So these guys are going to come right in. Raphael's going to shine the healing green ray to loosen up the area, and then Michael and Zadkiel will help dislodge the, I'm seeing it as a stone. Is that what you're seeing, like a stuck stone.
It's big. It's big. Heavy. Rock.
Okay. Yep. All right. So I just want you to relax and let them help move this big, heavy rock.
Okay, that feels like.
Okay, now what I want you to do, Katie, is I want you to shine a torch into there. See if there's anything else that's behind that big heavy rock.
There are lots of smaller ones.
Okay. So what we need to do is to pull them out. So do you think that they represent more emotions of yourself or somebody else?
I think they're not just mine. I think they're my parents.
Okay. All right. So we'll...
I'm trying to... I think the big rock was me trying to protect their smaller rocks.
Okay. So one way that you...
I'm holding their emotions.
They're holding their emotions.
And mm-hmm. being mm-hmm. strong for them, yeah.
Okay. So it's time to release those. And you can do this either by just trying to pull it out yourself or imagine that these are magnetic rocks and you can hold a magnet on the outside and then they just whoosh out to the magnet.
Oh. That's good.
That's good, they're gone?
Yeah.
Okay, so like handing them.
I like that magnet, that's a handy tool.
All right, now grab that flashlight again. I want you to keep looking in there. What else is stuck down that void?
Unfulfilled dream.
Ooh. What kind of unfulfilled dreams?
Unfulfilled dreams of giving up on the dreams I had when I was a child.
Okay. Like what?
Acting.
Okay. And so it's time to bring those to the light?
Yeah, that's a sadness and resentment. Anger and disappointment and all the things.
All the things, yeah. Let's get rid of that.
So allow that to come out. And imagine that you need to, for the dreams, I want you to imagine there's a washing line. You know, with the pegs, it's like the old-fashioned washing line in the garden with a string from one pole to the other. And I want you to peg up all these dreams so they can hang out to dry and receive sunshine. Okay, and then later on today after this session, you can come back and visit that washing line and see when they're dry and see if they're ready to be reintegrated into your current dreams or if they are expired dreams that can then be lifted up by the fairies and sent off into the ether for somebody else to have as a dream, okay? But we'll just let them dry in the washing line at the moment. Okay, then I want you to have another look in there. Is there anything left in that void? Anyone or anything hiding in there?
No.
No? Okay, so now what I want you to do is we're going to ask the healing spirits of light to come in, and they're going to heal and seal that void because we don't want anything else to go into that space, okay? We want it to, you imagine it then closes in on itself and stitches itself back up, fills with the higher self white light, and it's as though it has never existed. But let me know when that is complete.
Yeah.
Okay. So now I want you to resume floating on top of your body with that metal detector. And I particularly would like you to have a look up and down your spine and in your heart.
Yeah, so before you said the heart, I saw something around my heart.
Okay. All right, so grab your binoculars out and I want you to focus in and take a look.
A bit of a wall going on there.
A wall. Goodness.
A wall. But there's not a lot of bricks to the wall, but there's still some there.
Okay.
So it feels like I've already shifted a lot, but there's still some there.
Okay, what would it take for you to dismantle the small pieces of the wall?
Oh, let's get that magnet out again.
Okay.
Sorry, the Madonna song just came through me then.
Okay, what song was that?
Open your heart.
Yeah.
One is such a lonely number.
It is a lonely number, yeah, according to her song. And are you able to dismantle any bricks?
Yeah. They've gone.
They've gone? Okay, now looking again with those binoculars, anything else in there that's heavy on your heart?
No, but there's a lot of songs popping in.
Well, that's all right. You're allowed to sing them. We know you like to sing as part of these sessions, so let it out. They all have meaning.
Tell it to my heart. Tell me I'm the only one.
Okay.
If it's really love or just a game. Who is that? Taylor Dane.
That's right, yeah. Something like that, yeah. Now, I want you to scan across the rest of your chest and shoulders. Are you carrying the weight of somebody else or somebody else's emotions that is weighing you down?
Your shoulders.
Your shoulders. Okay. And what's stuck there?
Years of other people. Emotional pain.
Okay, yep. From working at the charity.
I don't even think it's mine.
No.
No.
So what I want you to do is imagine you have like a big vacuum cleaner and just suck it all up. Suck everybody else's emotions up. This is a special vacuum cleaner. It then shoots it out and transmutes it into love and sends love off into the universe.
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful. All right. And what about your throat?
Yeah, I felt a bit croaky and froggy. Mm.
As if I'm being blocked from something.
Like, yep.
Not able to say something.
Yeah. So what's there? What's in your throat?
Truths that will never be told.
Truths that will never be told. Goodness.
Until people have died.
Yeah. Oh, in this life?
Stories in this life.
Okay.
Can't share.
Because I'll die.
You can't share them because you'll die.
I'll die, or someone will kill me.
Okay. So I want to call in Archangel Michael because he has his sword of wisdom. And Zadkiel has his dagger of truth. And we don't want you to express anything that would put you in mortal danger. But we want you to receive wisdom and insight into these truths that will never be told. What advice can they give you today on these truths?
They were lessons that I've learned from.
Okay.
And it's not true. And I don't even need to express them.
Okay. And how are you going to transmute these?
They just want to, like, open out in a beam of light out into the universe.
Perfect. Because, Katie, remember in an earlier session, we got the insight that Katie doesn't have to go backwards in her past to tell her past. She can move forward now. So you can release any pain, anguish, fear, sadness that you're storing in your body. You don't have to wait for anything. You have full permission of your higher self to release it right now.
Yeah, it's gone. I just had a... None of that matters.
Okay, perfect. Right. And just floating around on top of yourself again, doing another once-over. Is there anywhere else in your body that needs attention right now?
My ears.
Your ears? Okay. What's happening with your ears?
Like, I get a lot of high-pitched whistling goes on in my ears. And I'm being told that there's something I need to clear so that I can hear more clearly.
Okay.
What is trying to be communicated with me.
Okay. So how are we going to do that?
Will send a golden white beam of light through my ears that just flushes it all out.
Perfect.
That's
that better?
Yeah. I just released something then, and I just got shooting pain right in my wrist at the same time.
Okay, so what's in your wrist?
Right wrist. Oh, writing. Right wrist. Writing. Express. Something to do with expressing again. Through the written. Because I do handwrite my poetry, my chapters. So there's something there again about holding back. Not hearing what's trying to come through me. Like there's a bit of a block in.
When you say your right wrist, I suddenly see a long sleeve, like a man's arm. Do you see somebody else's hand there?
Someone, yeah. That's my dad.
That's your dad, is it?
Yeah.
Where's your dad in your arm?
There's some things he doesn't want me to write. But he doesn't need to worry because I don't need to do that anyway.
You don't need to do that anymore, do you?
No.
All right, so can you just brush off your dad's arm and tell him that you're not going to write it because it's no longer relevant?
Yeah.
Has your dad's passed, Kenny, or not?
Yeah, my dad passed when I was 24.
We brought Dad in before in a session?
I think so.
No, what was his name?
Eddie.
Okay, and if Eddie's around, are you open to a bit of healing with Eddie? Don't have to. Remember, you don't have to be polite.
Yeah, go on.
All right. Let's
go for it.
So, Venra, can you please bring in Eddie if Eddie's around? And Eddie's willing to communicate with Katie.
He just said, I told you you were going to be a writer and I'm proud of you.
No.
But you don't have to write bad things about me. Yeah.
And what does he want to let you know, Katie?
He wants to let me know that he loved me and he was overprotective. Because he loved me, not because he was trying to hurt me.
Okay. Let it go.
Okay.
You're okay, so you're safe, you can release that emotion. Remember, this is you're talking to the healed version of your dad, not the dad that you saw in his lifetime. Yeah.
I'm releasing.
Yeah. Yeah, you've got a lot of stored up tension about who he was. What else does Eddie want to let you know today? What does he have to tell you?
He loves that we're doing past life regressions because if I remember, he's the first person to ever talk to me about past lives and reincarnation.
Oh, was he? There you go.
And he went to see faith healers, which I didn't know what that meant then.
And he can see that I'm taking this further than he ever could.
Ah. Very interesting.
And he's just popped in memories of him actually in past lives being a German pilot and other things that he came through in front of me.
Wow, okay.
He's just reminded me and nudged me that, see this stuff that you believe now, I believed it all then and nobody believed me.
Right, uh-huh.
Nobody understood me. Nobody. Oh, God, yeah.
It's okay.
That's why he drank. As he was lost in purgatory.
What do you mean he was lost? Yeah.
He felt like he was in purgatory when he was in this lifetime with me.
Oh.
And he needed to leave because it was too painful to look at what he'd done to his family.
Oh, dear.
So that's why he drank himself to death.
Oh, dear.
But it wasn't because he didn't love us. It was because he was misunderstood.
Okay.
And lonely and confused.
Okay.
And hated people.
And did he get any relief when he did his regressions? Like, was that what they were healing him with?
No, because he was trying to do it himself.
Oh, okay. So he saw things, but he didn't get professional help, and so it wasn't, it was just a story without the healing.
Yeah, he went to see faith healers, but he didn't go, he didn't see anyone going into past life regressions, but he believed it.
Yeah. And what does he know now about his lifetime with you?
That it was exactly.
Exactly
perfect to bring me here now.
Mm-mm.
And that he'd go through it all again, but he wouldn't cause the pain he did to us as much. And he still thinks it was still perfect because you wouldn't be exactly where you are now.
Mm-hmm.
And he loves it that I'm happy. Because he never could be. Then he just said, heal yourself and you heal us all.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Katie, his struggles in this lifetime that he says now in hindsight were perfect, were they part of his soul journey, or was that a specific soul contract to help you?
Yeah, I think it was.
Okay.
Designed that way.
Okay. So can you forgive him now?
Yeah, I forgave him a long time.
Okay. No, but I didn't, yeah, there's different levels of forgiveness. So can you give your dad a hug? Give your dad a hug? Yeah.
Yeah. He's off now.
Okay. All right. And Katie, know that when you go into meditation, if you need to hear or clear or dispel any myths that your mind conjures up about your dad, know that you can just go into meditation, take yourself to the garden and bring him forth, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah? You can get messages from him anytime and he can clear up what was reality versus what was constructed or construed for your benefit, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Now, I just want to call in Archangel Raphael one more time because that was quite emotional. I just want you to lay back and receive a little bit of emotional healing to end the session with. And if there are any other angels around that wish to support Raphael today with their rays, you're most welcome to come now. Okay. I just want you to look over to Venra and to Leo and get a thumbs up from them if they think we have completed the session and what they wanted us to do today.
Yes, I have.
Yes, okay. All right, so thank you, Leo. Thank you, Venra. Thank you, Archangel Michael, Raphael, Zadkiel, and everyone else who appeared that we didn't mention today. Thank you also to your dad, Eddie. And Kenny, I just want you to drift away and float away. And in your own time, feeling heavier and heavier, returning to the earth, feeling the heaviness of the human body sitting on the chair. And when you're ready, you can return to the room and open your eyes. Oh.
Oh, that was a good one.
It was certainly emotional.
Oh, dear. Where'd all that come from?
It needed to come out, that's for sure.
Oh.
Yeah. See, so you had so much stored up from this lifetime.
Yeah.